Excellent question. Botox for droopy brows and droopy eyelids. Here we go. Step one, we inject in depressor muscles, which are going to be procerus, corrugator, and orbicularis oculi. To inject procerus, you can feel the muscle putting your finger in the nose bridge here and having the patient really try to squint and kind of wrinkle the nose. And you can feel the muscles moving, and that's what is going to be your point here. If this area is long, you can do a couple of points. Then corrugator, the same fashion, you can feel when the patient is frowning and really trying to bring the brow down here, you can squeeze the body of the muscle and you inject right into the body, kind of mid-muscular fashion. Don't worry about the tail of the corrugator if you have a patient with a droopy brows, because this is just too risky for you to not hit a little bit of frontalis and end up with a poor result. So just stick with the mid-muscular injection for the corrugator. It's very easy to feel it when you're feeling it. Don't rely on your bone position. Don't rely on any sort of measurements centimeters above the orbital bone. It doesn't matter. You have to be mid-muscular, so just go by feel of the muscle, and the depth is really important here as well. Now for orbicularis oculi, try to squint here, and usually right at the tail of the brow, you'll feel that pull. It's almost like feels a little pulsation when they're trying to squint, and you just inject exactly to where you're feeling it, and then extend it a little bit more down. Leave it at that if you have a patient who has very short forehead. If the patient has medium like mine or long forehead, you can also inject a little bit of superior portion of frontalis in this fashion. Here, kind of like mid-pupillary line, right at the hairline. Two more here, and then one here, right at the end of aponeurosis. And that is your brow lifting pattern. Works every time on everybody, and you're never going to end up with any trouble if you do it this way.